So, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Money Manifesto for Monday the 18th of November 2013. And we're talking this month about goals and objectives as part of the life and financial planning process. And I want to reflect on what I did yesterday, which tells us quite a bit about goals. It was a really good day yesterday. Seven of us started off at the crack of dawn and went down to Leeds to participate in the 10K Leeds Abbey Dash. It was a great day, full of laughter and some sweat, and a personal best for me, even though I just missed sub 60 minutes by a few seconds, which is sad. It was that last hill that really got me. We got back from that, and then in the afternoon we went to the St. Cecilia concert at the local school, which is held every year at this time to celebrate the feast of the patron saint of music. And it was a superb and really varied performance by local students and adult musicians, with music performed by a brass band, a choir, a Highland band, a full orchestra, a wind band and a jazz band. And there were some extraordinary performances by some of the young soloists and composers. It was absolutely fabulous. After that we went straight down to the local pub and met up with the runners and friends and family and just had a really, really good evening, once again full of much joy and laughter down at the local pub. So why am I telling you this? Well, in terms of my own objectives, it pressed a number of my buttons. First of all, fitness, and I'm at the moment training to run a half marathon in under 2 hours, which I want to do before my milestone birthday in 18 months' time. I'm determined to go to far more concerts and gigs than I have in the past, and this is one way of doing it. And I'm also very keen to share my life with friends and community. And so yesterday we managed to achieve a lot of those. And those are some of the sort of key goals that tend to come up when I talk about goals and objectives with clients. It tends to be about things like family, community, creativity. And I think also yesterday was reinforced by having a number of those things all happen in a short space of time. If you've read a novel by Vladimir Nabokov called Ada, you'll recall that Ada's philosophy centers on towers, which is when good things happen at around the same time, and bridges, which is a series of good things happening over time. And so I think the day yesterday was very much a tower day. And it reinforces also the importance of goals. If you have goals, things actually happen. And they also provide you, as I said last week, with energy. At the very least, the energy to get out of bed at 5:30 on a cold, damp autumn Sunday morning. Then run a personal best. Then get back, go to a concert. And then go on to an evening in the local pub with friends. And the other important lesson I think about yesterday was that these are simple objectives and they're not really costly. We didn't have to spend a huge amount of money, but still managed to have a really great time and achieve much. And I think that's really important. The deepest, most profound goals don't actually cost a lot of money. They do tend to take up quite a bit of time, but they tend not to cost a lot of money. And that, of course, has significant implications for financial planning. If we can actually really do what we want to do without it costing a huge amount of money, it does make financial planning and life planning considerably easier. And so yesterday was really a great tower day, and I think we should all plan or try and engineer to have towers in our lives and bridges in our lives. So not just setting out goals and trying to achieve them, but trying to achieve them within a certain period of time to have a much greater impact, to amplify the impact of the achievement of those goals on our lives. That's it for me for this week. I'll be back again as usual next Monday. In the meantime, have a very, very good week and take care.